Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Carnage.
Absolute carnage.
Yeah, absolute carnage. Let there be carnage.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what happened. So the reason I sound so
dismayed.
Yeah, disappointed is because we've actually already recorded this episode. And
we're pretty much at the end, right at the end.
Pretty much at the end. So we just finished the spoilers and then we lost electricity.
Power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lost power in the house, which is so weird. It's never happened. Well, it never happened while we were recording. And we lost the whole recording. So
lost it all.
Everything.
Yeah. I had some great jokes in there. It was really funny, guys.
It was just great. Yeah. But now this
just
is.
Just think of the best joke you've ever heard. It's funnier than that.
Yeah. And now we can't recreate that. So it's lost forever.
Well, to be honest, maybe it's a good thing because you said some really troublesome things about Kathleen Kennedy. So
maybe it's
better that it doesn't come out, you know?
Yeah. Maybe she went outside.
Yeah, she's the one that took the power out. Yeah.
She went outside and just turned off the power and they can't get out.
Let me just quickly go through what we did in the last episode. I'll go through it in 5 seconds. Avi Arad sucks.
Yeah.
Shravan hates Kathleen Kennedy. Carnage is all right.
Well, now that you said that, we might lose the power again. Okay, so if you haven't realized already, we're going to be talking about Venom, Let There Be Carnage again for the second time. The movie just came out here in Australia. It's been out for a little bit overseas. It's directed by Andy Serkis. So we'll do background first, comic book origins, then positives and negatives, and we'll do some spoilers.
And we're absolutely going to speed through this because we can't be fucked because we've already done it once.
Yeah, so it's directed by Andy Serkis. Tom Hardy's back. Michelle Williams is back. Naomi Harris is a character called Shriek. And then Woody Harrelson, who said there will be carnage, and he was not wrong because we've just had a bit of carnage here in the last 10 minutes. But he's back as – he's back because he was in the first one, at least in the end credits scene. As Carnage. Runtime is 90 minutes, so it's mercifully short, and we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail. But comic book origins-wise, so Carnage has been around since 1992 in the comics. So he was introduced in a similar way that he's introduced in this movie under Cletus Kasady, who's a serial killer, as a spawn of Venom, the Venom symbiote. So his first cameo appearance was in February 1992 in Amazing Spider-Man issue 359, and his full appearance was a couple of months later in April 1992 in issue 361. And in terms of notable abilities of I was going to say Venom, but I guess it's basically
the same thing
the same as Venom, except he is a serial killer, so he's got all the powers of Spider-Man, because in the comics Venom actually first gets onto Spider-Man and then
Like in Spider-Man 3.
And in the comics, it seems that he has the power of camouflage, which he does not have in the movies, at least not yet. And he's undetectable by Spider-Man's Spider-Sense because he originated on Spider-Man. So he understands that. And then in the comics, other people that have had the Carnage symbiote include Ben Reilly. So is Ben Reilly a Spider-Man?
Ben Reilly's Peter Parker's clone.
Oh, okay.
Mm. The Clone Saga. They did that for a while. So yeah.
And who's Carl Malus?
No idea.
Okay. So that guy also gets the symbiote, the Carnage symbiote. And Norman Osborn, apparently, yes. He also...
Green Goblins.
Is he like Green Goblin and Carnage?
No idea.
Have you seen like the different Marvel characters with the Venom symbiote?
Yeah, I have seen that. Good artwork, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Like Captain America, Iron Man. And then also Gwen Stacy gets the Carnage symbiote in the Ultimate Marvel.
Ultimate, yeah. With a U.
So it's the Ultimate Marvel.
Okay, continuity. Alternate, yeah. With an A, Ultimate with a U.
Yeah.
Marvel Universe.
Yeah, continuity.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because she's Spider-Man in that one, isn't she?
She's
Spider-Woman.
Spider-Gwen.
Yeah, Spider-Gwen.
Yeah.
I thought she gets the Venom symbiote, but maybe she gets both. Because there's a Gwenom.
There is, yeah. Maybe she gets both. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically the comic book origins of Venom. Not Venom. Of Carnage.
Carnage, yeah.
Essentially similar to Venom's as well. We can jump into positives and negatives. So I thought all the Tom Hardy and Venom stuff was really entertaining once again. It was the best part of the first movie, and they kind of take it to the next level in this movie. Like I said, it's mercifully short, so they don't really spend too much time on anything, to be honest, which is good and bad. But it's, I think for this movie, kind of works because overall it's kind of just pretty forgettable. So I'd rather spend less time with a forgettable movie than spend 3 hours with a forgettable movie.
Yep.
Because then it's unforgettable, but you remember it for all the wrong reasons. Woody Harrelson was all right, I guess. He was not in it that much, but he was a bit creepy.
He did all right. Yeah.
So he did all right.
This is all new information for me.
Yeah.
Because you definitely
heard this
did,
before.
You did, yeah. Definitely did say the same stuff just before.
No, definitely not. I changed my mind in between, like after that power outage.
Yeah, there was a bit more insight that you had in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Negatives wise, I think it's, yeah, like I said, it's pretty forgettable. And
the plot's pretty thin, pretty forgettable. And yeah,
not
about
much
it.
Happens. I mean, stuff happens, but it's all, just watch the trailer, you essentially watch the movie.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Carnage, so, like we said, he is a serial killer. I think there was some more interesting things they could have done with his character, like kind of gone into his background a bit more. They kind of do explore it in this like little animated sequence, which was a clever way to do it in a PG-13 movie without showing
too
much violence.
Without making it too violent, yeah. Which is probably why they did it, because they wanted to make it PG-13.
But they probably could have explored his character a bit more because he's pretty interesting.
Probably would have been elevated if they did it in live action instead of PG.
Yeah, like if they went for the R rating instead of the PG-13 rating. And they could have made more of a Carnage movie than a... I guess it's more of a Venom movie than a Carnage movie, but...
Definitely.
Yeah, they could have made it a bit more of a Carnage movie and went a little bit more into his background and gave us a bit more context as to why he's crazy. But yeah, overall, that's... sort of
that's a 10-minute review.
Ten minute review of
Carnage.
Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Yeah.
We actually did like what?
We did like half an hour or something.
We did like half an hour, but
yeah.
We gave you the Cliff
this
Notes
is the
version of
abridged
it.
Version. Yeah.
Overall, I think I gave it a cognitive regression, so the power outage hasn't changed my mind on that.
No. And I still think it's just above par.
Yeah.
Yeah, just.
There is an end credit scene. I think that's the biggest talking point of the whole movie. It's not often that you watch a movie, but you don't talk about the movie and you talk more about the end credits scene.
I think that's what we're going to do here. We're not going to talk about the movie. We're just going to talk about the end credits. We were talking about the movie before when the power outage happened.
Yeah.
And I think that power outage made me think. And now that I've evaluated on it, we don't need to talk about the movie.
Yeah. And to be honest, no one cares about it.
No one cares. Yeah. Including us.
Yeah. Obviously not. So. We can jump to spoilers. So if you haven't seen Venom, Let There Be Carnage, and you care about spoilers, go watch the movie. Come back to this point and listen to our spoilers. If you don't care about spoilers, you can just keep listening.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So,
end credits. Let's get straight to it.
Well, I mean, light spoilers, Shriek dies, Carnage dies.
Venom bites his head off.
Yeah, Venom bites his head off, yep. Carnage's head off. Well, not Carnage, Woody Harrelson's head off.
Venom just eats him.
Yeah, he just eats the symbiote, and yeah. Shriek gets a bell on her.
Yep,
in a church,
and the policeman has blue eyes.
And yeah, there's this policeman guy, which we still haven't figured out whether he was in the first movie or not. But
no, yeah,
he's in this movie,
yep.
At least. And he has an encounter, so he has a bit of background with Shriek's character. She says he's going to take an eye for an eye or something like that, and then at the end of the movie, you see his eyes glowing. Apparently, it's alluding to a symbiote called Toxin. In the comics, his character is an ally to Spider-Man. So, he's the first symbiote who's an ally to Spider-Man in the comics. And then at the end of the movie, so everyone's after Venom.
And Eddie Brock because he gets out of jail.
Yes, yeah.
Yep.
The other thing I didn't understand was why is Woody Harrelson – so, Eddie Brock is just a journalist.
Yes.
So we didn't talk about this. This is new content. We didn't talk about this.
Yep.
Eddie Brock is just a journalist.
Yep.
Why is this serial killer so fascinated with a journalist?
Maybe he reads his work and he liked it. It's not explained. So yeah. I don't know.
Like there's so many other people that he, you know, is just some random guy as far as he knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he is, yeah. I guess. Maybe if the movie was 2 hours instead of 90 minutes, then they would have answered that question.
Yeah. Well, he does kind of say it at the end. He's like, oh, you're my friend or whatever.
He just wanted to be best friends or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And at the start of the movie, Eddie Brock goes and he gets a very cryptic interview with Cletus Kasady. But then Venom decodes that interview and he like finds markings on his cell wall or whatever and he figures out that there were bodies dumped somewhere. Is that what happens?
Yeah. He finds out where the missing bodies are.
He gets a death sentence as a result.
Yep.
But then before he gets the death sentence, he bites Eddie Brock's hand.
He does, yes.
Which you see in the trailers. And then he says he's tasted blood, but that's not blood. He knows what blood tastes like, and that's not it.
That's not it, yeah. Yep. Weird dialogue. But I guess he's a serial killer. He's a creepy dude, so.
Did you see the part where there's like a little spider going across his table and he squishes the spider?
Yeah, then he licks it.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. But I just thought, you know, it was like Spider-Man.
Squishing Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's like Spider-Man and he doesn't like spiders, so...
True, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I thought this movie would have been better. Like, they would have... It would have been better if Spider-Man and Venom teamed up to beat Carnage.
Yep.
Just Venom versus Carnage was... It's fine, but it's...
Yeah. It's... Yeah, all these Venom movies, they are lacking Spider-Man. Venom's a cool character, but... I think he's a better secondary character than a primary character.
Yeah, and they've also set up this character. He's never actually been a bad guy.
No,
he's always been a... there's actually nothing bad about him.
I don't know how that's going to work.
Going forward, yeah. There's only one fight between Venom and Carnage, and it's the last fight of the movie. So you were saying that it would have been better if they actually did fight without Eddie.
Yep.
So there's one part where Venom... detaches himself from Eddie because they have a fight, and then he goes to like this rave party, which is like some Day of the Dead thing or something.
Yeah. Yep. Everyone's dressed up.
Yeah. And that's why he
blends in.
Yeah. Like no one questions it, even though I would question it.
It's like 7 feet tall.
It's like 7 feet tall. It is like no one can make a costume that good. But anyway, no one really questions it. He has a bit of fun, and then he finds out that he needs to be with Eddie, and then Eddie also accepts the fact that he needs to be with Venom, so they get back together, and then they go fight Carnage. And there were some funny parts where – so throughout this whole movie, Venom just wants to eat heads, and he can't. He's just been given chicken heads and chocolate for some reason.
Apparently, it's got the same that they explain it in the movie. It's got – he needs this certain thing. Which is only in brains and chocolate.
So he eats a lot of chocolate and he has like these two chickens that are.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to eat them because he's kind of friends with them.
But then, throughout the movie, there's like a lot of jokes where Venom just wants to eat people and he can't. So like they go to this prison and it's like, this is like an all-you-can-eat buffet. And then there was another part where like towards the end where they're like, so Shriek and Carnage, like he breaks out Shriek and then they're going to get married and they invite Eddie Brock to come, or like he finds out that he needs to go there, and then Venom's like, will there be canapes? So there were some fun parts like that.
Venom's pretty funny. Yeah It's got some good jokes.
So how does he know English, because he's an alien?
I don't know, he knows everything, doesn't he?
Is it because he fused with like someone who knows English?
He learns everything that he learns everything about the person and
the host body, like
the host body that.
Okay, I guess we can talk about the end credits scene, and we can talk about its implications for the rest of
the universe.
Yeah.
For all of time. Let's talk about the deeper existential kind of meaning of this movie.
I'm pretty sure that's...
And let's talk about the TikTok generation.
Yes, well, that's what you brought it up. Like, we might as well talk about it, because you brought it up, but we didn't talk about it. Yeah. So what about them?
I've still got nothing. I brought this up on the previous iteration of this, and I had nothing, and I've thought about it more and I still have nothing.
Yeah.
That joke wasn't as good the second time. It was really good previously, but it didn't work as well this time. Yeah.
Yeah. I could argue that it didn't really work the first time. Just
everyone imagined it worked better.
Yeah.
Because it did.
We had this. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Don't worry. It happened.
Yeah.
This is like a self-referential podcast where we're referencing other episodes, but this episode never existed. Only us two know about it.
Yes.
So no one gets a reference
and
except
no
us two.
No one can get that except...
No one can. Yeah,
one can. Not even Kathleen Kennedy can.
Yeah. She wishes she could, though. Yeah. The shit you said about her. Jeez.
We'll cover that in, I don't know, what's the next Star Wars thing we're doing? Boba Fett?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about her there. And we'll go somewhere where she can't access the power.
Yeah. The Bahamas.
Yeah. Which
is where he goes in this movie. Yeah. Bring it back full circle.
Yeah. So where is it? Well, I mean, it's somewhere tropical, so he's somewhere.
I'm going to say it's the Bahamas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like...
Hawaii?
Yeah, maybe Hawaii or like... I was thinking like Thailand or something.
Mm.
Yeah. But anyway, he's somewhere tropical, and that's because he's fleeing from people that are searching
for him. The police.
The policeman, the guy... who we don't... Toxin, the guy who becomes Toxin. Firstly, he should be probably dead, as we discussed before, but he's alive. And he knows that Eddie Brock is Venom now.
He should.
He was already suspecting something throughout the movie, but I think he should know now. He sees him, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Which is probably why he has to flee.
Yes. Yep. But then that guy's all stuffed up now, so I don't know.
Possibly. Yeah, yeah. He's got blue eyes. So yeah. Who knows what's happening with him. But either way, he flees.
Yeah, he flees. Yeah. And then he goes to some tropical place and he's just hanging out with Venom. And they have some name now. Crusader or something? The something Crusader? He comes up with a name. Venom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Violent Crusader?
Something like that. Some Crusader. Yeah, they just discuss that and then it ends the movie. And then we jump into the post-credit scene where they're still on this island, but he's in a dilapidated hotel room. And Venom says, what does Venom say? So I'm trying to figure out what exactly he said because I don't know what he was saying. And I don't know how the topic even came up. He's like, our symbiotes have seen multiple universes and realities or something like that. He says that.
What Venom says is unrelated to what happens.
Yeah.
Because Venom says he's going to give him Venom says he knows a lot of stuff and he can't share it with Eddie Brock or something. And then Brock's like, what, you're keeping secrets from me? And then Venom's like, if I share all the information I know with you, it's like 8.5 million years or something,
yeah,
that it would break you. And then Eddie's like, no, I'll be all right. And he's like, okay, I'll share a little bit of information with you. And he's about to share it, but then that's unrelated to what happens after that.
Which is quite, I feel like they didn't need to do that.
Yeah. I think it was like, oh, this is what's going to happen. He's going to share the information and that's what's happening. But it's like, no, something else is actually happening.
Yeah, because then immediately after that, it's like, oh, I didn't do that. Did they really need that? Because that made me even more confused. But anyway, so they end up in a nice hotel room.
Mm.
So firstly, they're in another universe. And they're also in another place, I'm pretty sure. Might be the same place, I don't know. But
it's in another universe.
Yeah, in another universe. And there's a TV.
Yes.
And Tom Holland's on the TV.
Yes, it's a Sony Bravia.
It is. Okay, we didn't talk about this. So any Sony movie, there's always blatant product placement. So this time they focused on the TVs because he gets a Sony Bravia TV.
Yeah.
And then Venom breaks it.
And then he gets another one.
Yeah. So he's obviously doing all right if you can. And it's a big TV as well.
Multiple Sony Bravias, yeah.
It looked like a 75-inch.
Yeah, yeah, it's quite nice, yeah. Some guy comes in and mentions that he has a nice TV. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, nice TV.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
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 So there's a lot of Sony product placement. But yeah, there's another Sony Bravia TV. And Tom Holland's on it as Spider-Man. And J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson is announcing something about Spider-Man. So this is post Mysterio, so post Far From Home.
Because they know it's Tom Holland.
Yeah. And then Venom
licks the screen.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like this guy and he licks the screen.
Yeah. That was weird. I don't know what that was about.
Does he just like Tom Holland?
I don't know. Maybe there was chocolate on the screen.
Do you just like the look of Tom Holland? I don't know.
I don't know.
Because it sounded like he knew who he was, but how?
Possibly this Venom symbiote has been in other dimensions and he knows this Tom Holland. He knows this version of Spider-Man somehow.
Or he knows Spider-Man?
Of a Spider-Man, yeah.
You know, so he was in a dimension where he was on Eddie Brock, like the actual Eddie Brock who knew Peter Parker and...
Or possibly he was just on a Spider-Man in another dimension and then he came to this dimension.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But he seems to like Tom Holland.
Yeah, he's a good-looking man.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a boy, I guess, but yeah.
Do you think it's really confusing that, so Tom Hardy is potentially going to be in the MCU now.
Yeah.
Do you think it's really confusing that there's three Tom H's now?
No, because there's 50 million Chris's, so who cares? Is it more confusing than the amount of Chris's they have?
But they all have the same, initials now as well. So at least the other
ones. No one calls them Tom H. It's like, oh, Tom H is coming. No one says that though. They say Tom Hiddleston or Tom Hardy.
There was one interview for Infinity War with Tom Holland and Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
And the reporter kept going Tom H, but they were both Tom H.
Yeah, so it doesn't work anyway. Yeah.
Because she was like Tom, but then they're both Tom.
Should have called him Little British Boy and Big British Boy.
Yeah. I think it was with it was with three British boys, actually, because Benedict Cumberbatch was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So where does he sit? Is he like the big, big British boy?
It doesn't. Yeah. You only rank the Toms in terms of their Britishness.
Yeah. So you have to say the big Tom, the big British Tom.
Yeah.
The small British Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it's not.
Tom Hardy's also British, isn't he?
He is, yeah. That's, but it's not going to be confusing because no one cares. There's too many Chris's anyway, so.
I think they just call them Evans,
Hemsworth, and Pratt.
Yeah.
And so that's the other easy. One. Yeah. And the one that's not in the MCU.
Pine. Well, anyway, so it looks like he's going to turn up somewhere. So do you think he's going to turn up in the MCU, or do you think Tom Holland is going to turn up in the Sonyverse?
Well, it looks like he is in the MCU in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they would have bring him to the MCU, and then possibly they could both end up back in the Sonyverse.
Yeah.
But they would have to do something with Venom and Spider-Man first together in the MCU before they move to the Sonyverse.
Yes.
Otherwise, this scene is inconsequential. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah.
So do you think he's going to be in No Way Home?
So there's two options. He could be in No Way Home.
Or from Home, like you were going to say.
Yeah, I was going to say Far From Home. He could be in No Way Home.
Yeah.
And then they both move from that universe back to the Venom universe.
Yeah, or he stays in.
Or they stay in that universe and they follow on in the MCU.
Yes.
From here on.
And so we saw were you here for the Morbius? Were you in the cinema for the Morbius trailer?
I think I was in there for the end of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So in the Morbius trailer, there's a Oscorp symbol.
Yeah, but it's the Oscorp symbol from Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man.
So where does that one sit?
Yeah.
Because he also says Venom in the trailer.
He does. Yeah. He says, "We are Venom" or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that famous? Like, how does everyone know that? Because not many people have actually seen Venom.
Mm, yeah. So. Yeah. So I don't know how it's all going to kind of match up. And it might mean that all of these are in different universes. Like even Morbius is a different universe.
Multiverse. Yeah.
And then they all kind of mash up together. And
Michael Keaton, who might not be the same character, but he's in Morbius as well.
Yeah. So I have a feeling Morbius is a different universe to both of these. It's a separate universe where Venom exists and Spider-Man exists.
Yeah.
And Vulture exists as well.
So that could be in the Amazing
Spider-Man. No, I think it's a different universe in general. It could be in that Amazing Spider-Man universe. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I think eventually they'll kind of shift all these universes together away from the MCU and make the Spider-Man universe.
Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he will be in Spider-Man No Way Home.
Venom, yeah. Tom Hardy. Yeah, there's definitely scope for him to be in there. There's that sixth member of the Sinister Six that no one knows who it is.
Yeah, but I don't think...
So you don't think he will be the Sinister...
So if it was just normal Venom, like bad Venom, then it wouldn't make sense. But he's not bad. He's actually a good guy.
Mm.
So I don't see why... Maybe he's the one punching Lizard.
Yeah.
And maybe Toby and Andrew aren't actually in the movie and it's just Tom Hardy.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. I don't think that's the case. I think they are in the movie.
Yeah. It wouldn't make sense if the villains are in the movie and they are not. So I think they will be.
I think they are, yeah.
I think Toby almost definitely is. Andrew Garfield keeps denying it.
Yeah, but I think he's in it. Yeah. I think they're both in it and they just contractually have to deny it.
Yeah.
If they're not in it, though, we've got no one to blame but ourselves because no one's ever said they were in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just everyone assuming they're in it.
Again, it wouldn't also make sense if, like, Doc Ock and Green Goblin are in it.
Yeah.
Is Willem Dafoe in it?
Not confirmed, but he's in it. Yeah.
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 Or is it just some guy in a suit with his voice?
It's him.
It's him. Yeah. Yeah. So I think the sixth member of the Sinister Six is probably Michael Keaton.
This is the Vulture. Possibly.
Or just Michael Keaton.
Like Michael Keaton.
The person.
Yeah, himself. Yeah.
I think it's probably the Vulture because that's an established villain and they also don't have any villains from the Tom Holland universe and there's existing villains in the Tom Holland universe, so it would make sense that...
But I wouldn't be surprised if Venom ends up showing up in No Way Home.
Yeah, maybe to help him.
In some extent.
The other person could be Scorpion because Scorpion's also in the universe.
Yeah, he's in the MCU universe, but he doesn't have his Scorpion stuff yet.
Or it could be Rhino
from the Amazing Spider-Man universe. Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
So how many villains? They've got Doc Ock, Green Goblin, and Sandman from the Raimi universe.
Looks like it, yep.
And they've got Lizard, Electro.
Yep, and that's all they.
That's all. Who else? It could be Rhino because that's the other villain in the Amazing Spider-Man universe, but it's probably going to be someone from the Tom Holland universe.
And maybe it's someone kind of big-ish. Otherwise, why would they hide it?
Yeah. Or maybe it's Mysterio. Because some people are saying he's still alive.
He could be, yeah.
And maybe they just don't want to, well, it'd be a complete spoiler if they show that he's still alive. So maybe they didn't want to show that. Could be anyone.
All we can do is theorize at the moment, which is what everyone's doing.
So all I want to see, if Tobey Maguire is in it, I want him to come out of like a portal as Bully Maguire. You know Bully Maguire?
Yeah, the guy with the fringe and the...
In Spider-Man 3?
Yeah.
Like comes out, you know how he comes out and he does that dance?
Yeah. You want him to do that.
He should come out like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to think that was cool when I was younger.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a side note. Yeah. It's not.
Well, it's not. Yeah. It's not even cool in the movie. Like, there's, like, people that he walks past are like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, Andrew Garfield can come out just on a skateboard or whatever.
Andrew Garfield could come out crying like he is in half those movies.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, what's wrong, Matt? It's like, my girlfriend just died.
Well, it's we can talk a little bit about that trailer that just came out, but like MJ's falling. So there has to be a point where Spider-Man's girlfriend falls off a building.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened yet in this
universe. And Andrew Garfield will try and catch her and break her back as well. And then he'll start crying again.
Yeah, it's like, you're just not good at this, man. You're not
They kick him back through the portal. They're like, we don't need you, man. Get the fuck out.
Get out of here. They should definitely reference that.
Imagine. That's the only scene he's in. He comes out of a portal. MJ's falling. He catches her with his shoot, but she dies. And then they keep it kicking back out.
Yeah. Why did we get you for this?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be funny if, like, Tom Holland would have actually saved her, but he gets in the way and she dies.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be hilarious. Yeah.
And then Tobey Maguire, he doesn't even come as Spider-Man. He just comes as Bully Maguire.
Yeah.
It's either he's going to be in that or, I don't know, like, or Doctor
they'll
Strange.
They'll do another movie.
Yeah.
Like a Venom. Spider-Man versus Venom or something. Yeah.
Or Doctor Strange, maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's more likely to be that Spider-Man movie because they're both Sony.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And also, so in – this is just like speculation about No Way Home now because we don't
– care about this movie.
Yeah. So, we've already finished about this movie. But it seems like Doctor Strange is not actually going to be in the movie that much.
Yeah, the scenes that they have, it looks like there's three or four scenes and he's in those scenes.
So, I think what happens is he stuffs up the spell. Well, he makes him stuff up the spell. All these people start coming out and then he just gets Spider-Man to fix up stuff.
Mm. People are saying he's going to get Charles Xavier. So
Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Okay.
Incapacitated in some state.
We just talked about Charles Xavier in another...
Something else.
Eternals? Was someone Charles Xavier in that?
No, I don't think it was Eternals.
Wasn't it the girl that can run fast? They, like, take her out of the picture for a bit? Like
maybe.
For the whole movie? We mentioned it at some point.
We've mentioned it. Yeah. Well, for those who don't know, Charles Xavier is, in every X-Men movie, they incapacitate Charles Xavier.
He becomes a liability in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either he becomes unconscious or he can't use his powers or whatever.
Yeah.
Because if he can use his powers, he can solve everyone's problems in...
Yeah.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah. So they do that to Doctor Strange.
I think they're going to Charles Xavier him.
Or he's just Mephisto.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think more likely he'll be Charles Xavier. He'll be incapacitated somehow. And then Spider-Man's going to have to fix the situation.
I think Benedict Cumberbatch was like doing some press stuff for some other movie. And then he got asked about Mephisto.
Yeah.
And I think like Benedict Cumberbatch is better at the interviews than most. Like he's good at like not giving away stuff.
Yeah.
So he's just like, I think he just said he answered the question, but he like didn't answer the question. So he's good at it. Whereas like some people like Tom Holland are not good
Very bad at it. Yeah.
Yeah. And also Hayley Steinfeld. So
they said Young Avengers, she looks back at Kevin Feige and Kevin Feige says like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. And then I think someone asked her about like Yelena Belova.
Yeah.
And they asked her, like, how was it working with Florence Pugh? And she's just like, oh, it was good working with everyone essentially, she agreed that she worked with her, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, all these young people, let's talk about the TikTok generation. I've got nothing again. I'll think about it. I'll come out with something for the next TikTok.
Yeah. And other theories. So there's a theory that the Hawkeye series is going to coincide with something that happens in No Way Home. So there's theories floating around that Kingpin is in Hawkeye.
Yeah, well, I've heard pretty compelling. Well, you've seen the... We'll do light spoilers for the first two episodes of Hawkeye.
Yeah.
At the end of the Hawkeye, the final episode, there's a image of a woman.
Yes.
And for those of you who don't know, that's Echo, who's actually getting her own series.
Yes. So is she a villain?
She is. Backstory, Echo. She has a dad. Dad gets killed. Kingpin adopts her as her as his daughter. And then she kind of train her super. She can't hear, but she can. She's like Taskmaster. She can emulate anything she sees.
Mm.
So she thinks
Echo.
Yes, hence Echo. She thinks Daredevil kills her dad, and then Kingpin sends her to kill Daredevil because she thinks he killed her dad.
Yeah,
but then Daredevil's like, "Nah, Kingpin killed your dad." And then she kind of turns. So she's a villain initially, but then she turns into like an anti-hero.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that actually fits nicely into this theory. So there's a theory that Kingpin will show up in Hawkeye and Daredevil will show up in No Way Home.
Yeah. So Kingpin showing up in Hawkeye makes sense with Echo being in it. What I hear about Kingpin and Hawkeye, he's going to be comic book Kingpin, which means they're going to use a fat suit and CGI.
Is it going to be-
Like a huge guy. Like
is it going to be Vincent D'Onofrio?
Apparently so. The other theory is that Echo, the TV show, is actually going to be Daredevil, well, kind of Daredevil season 4, the Netflix version.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a continuation of that.
Kind of. Yeah. Like they say they're going to use similar characters, but it's going to be in the MCU and not a direct continuation of the story, but use the same kind of characterizations.
It could be very much possible. So, yeah, there's a lot of linkages with Spider-Man No Way Home. And also there's, and we could talk about this actually in the Spider-Man No Way Home review, but Tom Holland has been saying that they're rewriting the script while they were making it, which is never a good sign.
But it's maybe because they had ideas of certain characters that they could input, so they rewrote it to have these characters, in it.
That guy who slams the papers down in the trailer.
It's not Daredevil. It's not him. They've confirmed it's not him. But people still think Daredevil's in the show, in the movie.
In the movie.
And I think he probably will be. Yeah. It's pretty much all but confirmed that he's in the movie.
Charlie Cox.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah.
But if he's not in it, I wouldn't be totally surprised. But if Andrew and Toby aren't in it, I'd be a bit more surprised.
So, because Hawkeye ends the week after Spider-Man comes out. So Spider-Man comes out on Thursday here and Hawkeye episodes are on Wednesday. So we'll probably get something on that Wednesday episode that's going to happen in – that leads to something in Spider-Man. No.
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be that related because people – they know that people can't
– Yeah.
You can't follow – like people aren't going to be able to follow Hawkeye week to week.
It's not going to like directly link into it. It's going to be something like – remember Mandalorian and Rise of Skywalker, how they had that healing thing? They established that Jedis can heal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Like loosely connected.
Maybe there might be something loosely connected, but I don't think it's going to be something. You probably don't need to watch that Hawkeye episode before you watch Spider-Man. They wouldn't do that.
Yes. Yeah. Like maybe they reveal Kingpin in that episode and then Daredevil is in Spider-Man.
Could be something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is not really related, but the characters are slightly related.
We'll see what happens.
This was a Venom review, by the way.
Yes, this was a review of Venom, let there be carnage. I don't like how everything's in New York.
Yeah, it's just the place to be. Spider-Man's in New York, Hawkeye's in New York, you know.
Kate Bishop is in New York. And
Hawkeye's not actually from New York.
No, he's not.
He's just
there for a
holiday. Yeah.
Kate
Bishop actually lives in New York.
Yes, yeah. Doctor Strange is in New York.
It'll make sense if there's a Young Avengers and they're all in New York. Otherwise, how do they meet?
Spider-Man? What's Kate Bishop's like?
Hawkeye.
Is she also Hawkeye?
Okay. Yeah.
So, young Hawkeye, Kamala Khan, Ms. Marvel. She's also in New York, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only one that's West Coast is Stature?
Yes.
Stature? Is that her name?
Young Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Or Ant-Woman.
So, they'll have to ship her across, but-
Maybe when she gets big, she can just jump across America.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's going to college in New York, you know?
Maybe.
Maybe they all go to the same college. because everyone loves going to college in America.
Yeah, yeah. They could, because Tom, like Peter Parker, he's going to go to, he's like he's at the end
college,
of
college, yeah.
End of high school, right? So yeah. He's going to be going to college. Hawkeye's a bit older, Kate Bishop.
She's 22.
She's already in college.
She's in college already. Yeah.
She's already in, maybe they go to the same college. And then I'm pretty sure Kamala Khan's younger.
Yeah, but maybe she's super smart. She's already going to college.
Yeah, maybe she's like a genius.
Yeah.
Is she meant to be smart?
I don't know.
Yeah, so they could be leading up to Young Avengers, possibly a movie. There's also like She-Hulk and stuff that I'm pretty sure that's also in New York, isn't it?
Don't know.
Is she a lawyer?
She's a lawyer. I don't know if she's a lawyer in New York, but what better place is there to be a lawyer but in New York, I guess. So. Yeah,
New York's just a place to be anything.
It is, yeah.
I was just looking through my trivia, so bringing it back to Let There Be Carnage.
Mm.
So, you know the telenovela that they're watching at the end?
Yeah.
Spanish. It's called Acorralada.
Was there more to that or was that it?
No, yeah. I was just going to read the blurb of that because it had an interesting blurb. A guy falls for a girl with ups and downs in their relationship.
I guess that can go many, many different ways. Yeah.
So we talked about the end credits scene. So they also explain that because he just moved into a different universe, it would make sense why he hasn't met the San Francisco-based Avengers like Ant-Man, Shang-Chi, who are both in San Fran.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. This is obviously the first Sony movie to acknowledge the events of the MCU, at least in the end credits scene. During the end battle, we talked about this, but it's basically like Cassidy and Venom. Cassidy and Carnage aren't like symbiotic and Venom and Eddie are. I think that's all I had, really. There was one piece of, like, you know, there's useless trivia, like this person was in this movie.
Tom Hardy was in Inception.
Yeah.
And Christopher Nolan directed that movie and he did The Dark Knight Rises, which is also a comic book movie.
Yeah.
I did it. That's
just you directed Dark Knight Rises, which is a Batman movie, and then Andy Serkis is playing Alfred in the new Batman.
So, we did it. Yeah. We put it in IMDb.
Yeah. Let's put that in. Yeah. Another one. This one was actually on IMDb. So both Naomi Harris and Stephen Graham, which is the police officer guy, appeared in Pirates of the Caribbean. So Naomi Harris plays the role of Tia in Pirates of the Caribbean: Dead Man's Chest, 2006, and Pirates of the Caribbean: At World's End. And Stephen Graham plays the role of Scrum in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides and Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Mm.
I don't remember that guy.
I haven't seen the Dead Men Tell No Tales.
That's the one with Javier Bardem, how he's like cursed or whatever.
I haven't seen it.
It's so actually not the worst one.
Yeah. I've seen the one previous, but I don't remember.
Stranger Tides. That's the one with
Penelope Cruz.
Yeah. And her dad.
Yep.
Yeah. Blackbeard or whatever.
Don't remember it.
They kicked out Johnny Depp from the next one, apparently.
Yeah.
But they're still making another one. But yeah, that's what I had. Oh, I did have one piece of trivia that I want to ask you. So Tom Hardy received his first story credit for this film, making him the fifth person to receive a writing credit for a comic book superhero film that he also starred in.
Oh, okay.
Name the other four.
The other four. Can you tell me if they're DC or Marvel? Like how many? But
they're across both.
Okay, how many DCs?
Just one.
One DC.
Yeah.
And how many Marvels? There's four. Is it four Marvels or?
Four Marvels. And one of them is this.
One of them is this.
Yeah.
Okay. Acting. Paul Rudd is one of them.
Yeah.
Yep. Let me think. Is there any more MCU ones or is that the only MCU one?
There is one more MCU one.
Acting. Is he the main character?
Yes.
I'll come back to that. Deadpool?
Yep, Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool 2.
Yeah, the DC one is confusing because that is... Did Ben Affleck do anything?
No, he was going to, but no.
No, yeah. That was what... Is the DC one an old one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it Michael Keaton?
No.
Is it older than that?
Yep.
It's the Adam West?
No.
Older than that?
No, younger than that. After that.
After that.
Yeah.
So between Adam West and Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Is this Superman?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Christopher Reeve.
Christopher Reeve. That's his name. Yeah.
Christopher Reeve for Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Yep.
Which is not a good movie.
No, it's not. That's the one where there's the nuclear man or whatever.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, and like there's a kid in a classroom or something that's one of the main characters.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I remember that. That's not good. The other ones, it would have been the writer strike 2008. So it's like what was going on then? Did Edward Norton do something for the Hulk?
Yep.
Yeah.
So he was the writer for The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. And then it would be...
You got all of them.
Oh, is that all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Paul Rudd, Edward Norton, Ryan Reynolds, Christopher Reeve, and Tom Hardy.
Yeah, just too good.
Well, I had to help you with the Christopher Reeve one, but...
I said Superman. I just couldn't remember his name.
Yeah. It's also the shortest superhero movie since Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Oh, okay.
That was only 92 minutes. Yeah, this one's 97.
This is probably better than that movie, actually.
Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
I can't even remember that.
It's not that good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it. And Andy Serkis, apparently he only agreed to direct this film because he agreed to direct it if they were to film only in the UK because he wanted to stay with family.
Mm.
And it turns out they wanted to only film in the UK anyway, so it didn't matter.
Worked out well.
Yeah.
Bad negotiation strategies there, Andy Serkis.
I think that's it.
This is probably the longest review we've ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's actually, the episode's not even that long.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But we're talking about this movie for way too long.
Yeah. It's longer than the actual movie.
It might be. I think it is. This review is longer than the actual movie for Let There Be Carnage.
We're never going to talk about this movie ever again.
No, we're never going to mention it again. Yeah. If you see us and you try and talk to us about it, we're going to kick you in the balls.
And if you do see Kathleen Kennedy, just let her know that, yeah.
Fuck off. Nah, she's probably a very nice woman and I think she's done good stuff, actually.
Yeah.
But Shravan, on the other hand, let's not get into that. Yeah. Yes,
we'll save that for another episode. Yeah. Okay, so next week we're going to be talking about Encanto because we've already talked about June. June's coming out here next week. But
it will come out. It's not out by the time we talked about this, but
it's going to be out. It's going to be out. So you would have already seen the episode. But Encanto is what we will be reviewing next week. And then it's December, so that means we're going to have to do our Christmas episode again.
Yeah.
I say that with like...
disdain.
It's like a chore or something, but yeah. It's fun.
Be good.
What movie are you going to do?
I don't know yet.
Princess Switch number 3.
I've seen that movie. Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
I'll have to see what I do. Because last year I did Christmas Chronicles 2.
Yes.
Which was not a good one. The year before I did Muppet's Christmas Carol, which was a good one.
Mm.
So maybe I'll do a good one this year. All right. So if people want to let us know about their thoughts on Venom, Let There Be Carnage, or Spider-Man No Way Home, which we probably devoted more time to in this episode than the actual movie. How do they go about it?
We're on all platforms at Cognitive Recalibration, or you can email us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com.
Cool. And if you want to support this show, you can do so by giving us a review on iTunes or your podcast streaming service, because that makes us more discoverable on search engines. Like I said, next week we're going to be talking about Encanto, so look forward to that. Anything else?
No.
I'm very tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll close it here.
And we will see you guys in the next one.
Yes. So thanks for listening. Hope you're all staying safe. See you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.